Craig Zanders on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So this evening on the Food and Drink Show then, my first trip to Alexander's in Skipton. We're just through the entrance in the parlour area. I'm sat with Jess, the manager, and having become a new parent myself in the last few months, my wife is very big on going to places that she knows has good baby changing facilities. And I think in general for parents, it's a big deal making sure that the venue you choose is child friendly. And you may not know this, but Alexander's is incredibly child friendly, isn't it, Jess?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a mum as well to a Evelyn, the three-nager, as I like to call her. And when we opened Alexander's, we wanted to make it really family friendly. It's one of the things we really wanted it to be known for. Got this great access here in the parlour. It's got big wide doors. It's perfect for prams, and as you say, some really good baby changing facilities on the ground floor here as well. We've worked really hard on our little explorers menu, which has been popular since we opened nearly a year ago. We do refresh that every time we do a new menu, which is seasonal. And what we've really loved doing is making a menu that's not a traditional children's menu. It's a really nice kind of mini reflection of what goes on the main menu, so that the children feel as though they're kind of part of the experience as well and having something quite similar to mum and dad.
Two dishes that you've brought out, just describe what have we got in front of us?
So in front of us we've got our kind of mini chipolatas with parmentier chips. The parmentier is just a kind of an Alexander's twist on a normal chip, so little squared potatoes, really well seasoned, and beautiful chipolatas from our butchers, R&J butchers as well. So a local supplier, really lovely meat. So exactly the same chipolatas you get off our kind of Nibbles bar menu that the grown-ups would get. It's exactly the same product. And then we've also got our fish goujons as well, and we've done those with our sweet potato fries, so again off the main menu. And then we do have our baked beans, but they're not normal baked beans, they're our homemade baked beans. And then the fish is panko crumbed monkfish, so it's absolutely beautiful fish, really elevated. It's not like a chicken goujon or fish finger in the normal sense, and it's exactly what you would find on our main menu, just packaged in a kind of child friendly way.
And it is delicious. I've already tucked into some of the sweet potato fries, which are absolutely delicious. And I mean, you look at the menu in front of me as well, you've even got a child's breakfast menu going on. The baby pancake particularly grabs my attention. And they all get a scoop of your Harrogate gelato as well.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got a really fantastic supplier of gelato called Vanillies in Harrogate, so with a great range of delicious flavours. So all of our main menu items available from midday every day, they get a complimentary scoop of gelato at the end of the meal as part of the package.
Now, also, when you come into Alexander's here in Skipton with your little ones, and you're thinking, well, we also need to keep them entertained during the meal, you've thought of that as well.
Yeah, we're really excited by this, actually. We've literally just launched it. I think we're 2 weeks in, so we're delighted to have you here and showcasing it for you. We've worked on a interactive colouring in sheet. So our team have created a really fun colouring in experience. You can choose either an elf or a fairy. Colour it in as much as you like, and on the back I'll turn that over and we can have a look. There's an activity sheet on the back with lots of different fun puzzles and games to play. But the really exciting thing is when you've coloured in your elf or fairy, you get given an iPad. So we'll deliver an iPad to the table, we'll explain to the little one how to use it, and then they scan their drawing, and through the magic of augmented reality, it brings your character to life in 3D. So it animates your drawing in front of you in 3D, exactly as you've coloured it in, and they do a little mini kind of animation. And then once you've enjoyed that, it launches a fun interactive game to play as well. So then you can collect points, you get on the leaderboard, or you try and get on the leaderboard. And I know that my girls are really competitive about that. That's what they really like doing. They like to see how far up the leaderboard they can get. And it's something that they can kind of do together and with the family as well.
Have you witnessed, obviously, parents getting excited by it as much as the children?
Yeah, I think definite rivalry of the game going on, and kind of the leaderboard thing. In fact, I knew it was going to be popular when I delivered it to site, and I came back a few days later and the managers were at the top of the leaderboard. So I think there's been some fun.
We know what they've been doing in their spare time. Now also, Jess, not only the interaction via the tablet and the activity sheet, but your mascot, as it were, Noodles the Bear.
Yeah, Noodles. We love him. He comes every summer holiday, well, every school holiday, he comes to Alexander's, and he is discovering and going on this adventure of cookery with his assistant Mel. Noodles presents some fantastic summer cookery classes this summer. We've done the art of the sandwich, we've done summer puddings, and create your own pizza. And every single session has been really well attended. The range of children from sort of 3 and up to 11, 12 and beyond have come and enjoyed Noodles. So Noodles is a really cute, fuzzy little bear. And the kids just love him. And really the idea is that you get to know loads more about ingredients, healthy eating. Everyone gets to make something and everyone gets to take what they make home to have for their lunch or their dinner.
So presumably Noodles is going to be back for the October half term.
Yeah, that's the idea. So we obviously hope that Noodles is going to be a more permanent fixture at Alexander's during the holidays. So in order to book and keep an eye on the dates, just check out the website. There's a What's On section on the website. It shows about everything that's coming up. So the next Noodle dates will be up on the website soon. And then we've also got our Facebook page, and we always have our Noodles, Cooking with Noodles events on the Facebook page as well.
Now, if you'd like to see the interactive tablet that we've explained to you this evening, all you need to do is go along to the food and drink page of strayfm.com, because there's a video on there explaining it all. Honestly, it looks absolutely fantastic. I've had a go myself. And Jess, for anybody who wants to bring their family along, what times do you open and what's the website to use to book?
Okay, so we're open from 10 o'clock every single day, Monday to Sunday. Our breakfast menu kicks off from 10, lunch from 12, and then we're through all the way until 10 o'clock for food in the evening, and we close at 11. The best way to book is to go straight to our website, which is alexanders-skipton.com. Click on the Book Now feature and allows you just to choose the time that you want and book really, really simply. Or you can give us a call on the number on the website too.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to head off and try and avoid being hit by the magic orbs being thrown by the elf on the tablet and tuck into my sweet potato fries and homemade baked beans. Jess, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.